Okay, so this is a Jessica White Carr, spring 2019 for Healthy Aging, Notre Dame Maryland University BSN program. The date is Saturday, April 27th, and it is 6:29 p.m. I am interviewing my father, Donald Baumgartner, and he is 72 years young. So I want to thank my father for participating with this. I'm very appreciative of it. As a student nurse, I am very interested in the experiences of aging and want to promote healthy aging. I know I can learn a lot from him because I feel like he encompasses a lot of healthy habits that we have already gone over in class. And I think that actually has proven to benefit his health mentally and physically. So I'm excited to see his perspective on aging. So the first question is, how do you feel about growing older? And what is the hardest thing about growing older and the best thing about growing older?
Well, growing older, okay, well, some of the things that happen when you grow older is that you tend to slow down, and I think that's nature's way of kind of not pushing you as hard as when you were younger. So you definitely do slow down. Also, time seems to pass very fast, too, when you're older. It goes really quickly. And I guess the hardest thing about it is to get used to the different changes that your body starts to tell you and show you, many different things happen. I mean, you know, you need your glasses, your hearing's a little less. You notice that you may have varicose veins and spider veins. Your skin is not as toned as it was before. And your hair is neither not there or it's grayed up very much. So that's nature's way of showing you that the times are passing by. But the best thing, I guess, about growing older is that you're a lot more wise as far as as far as your choices. And the other thing that you want to do is also be healthy with your smoking, no smoking, and control anything you do as far as your any drinking or things like that, to just moderate that very, you know, be serious about that. So you, and then also, the other thing that you good about being older is that it's your mind starts to look at things differently, a whole lot differently, and you start to be more appreciative of things, definitely appreciative of things, because you really don't know how much time you're going to have around, so you have to appreciate each day and each sunrise.
So you appreciate, like, let's just say we were outside, maybe somebody younger would just be interested in getting a workout, or maybe, you know, maybe just looking at things. But if you were going on a walk, would you notice things a little bit more in detail, per se? What are the things that you think you would notice more or differently?
I think when you get older, you tend to smell the coffee. But that, when you do go on a walk like that, you would feel the breeze. You would smell the grass, you would hear the birds, and you could actually look and appreciate nature around you. Where before, it would just whiz by in a blink of an eye, and you don't have time to notice that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome. So if you could go back to any age in your life, which age or what time in your life would that be, and why?
Well, that's an easy one. That would be when I was 16. Sweet 16 in high school. It's the funnest part of your life. You have no responsibilities. Your parents are taking care of you. And you have many, many friends. And life is just full of all types of surprises. You're energetic. You're vibrant. You're young. You know, it's such a fun time. You're in perfect shape. You're probably going to be within that time frame. And maybe 3 or 4 years later, you'll be in just super prime of your life, and everything seems to be rosy at that point.
Do you remember anything when you were 16 that you did that stands out to you? Can you remember anything that was fun or memorable?
Yeah, well, health-wise, I started early with bodybuilding. I started when I was 13. And by the time I was 16, I was shaped up pretty well. And that was important. I think you can start a foundation of sculpting your body when you're young like that, and it has an effect later.
What would you used to do? Because I know back then there weren't these big gyms and CrossFit and all this Taekwondo and stuff. So what would you do?
There was a thing back then you could do called dynamic tension. And that's where you take your muscle and you flex it. But what you do is you push it against an object. Like if you were going to do a curl with your arm, you would take your opposite arm and hold your hand or your wrist with it and pull back as hard as you can so that that muscle pops out and you can actually feel it and hold it there as long as you can and do that repetitiously. And it starts to increase your muscle mass. And that's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's called dynamic tension.
That's pretty interesting considering people think that they have to go to a fancy gym with all this fancy equipment to get a workout in or to build muscle.
Yes, and it was a little bit of supplementary with a little bit of, there's a few dumbbell weights and things around, but not much.
That's pretty interesting. So next question, how should a person prepare for growing older or becoming an older adult? And with that being said, is there anything that you would have done differently in reference to your health?
See, to prepare to grow older, the best thing to do is to keep your mind in the right state. If your mind's in the right state, your body's going to follow it. So by that, I mean you need to relieve yourself as much stress as you can. Hopefully you would be retired. If not, then you need some hobbies and things that were very enjoyable that can act as an escape away from the pressures of life. And then that will give you a nice mental break during the day. And I think it makes you healthier that way.
So finding some hobbies that you can enjoy for like stress relief, away from working and away from stress. And then what were some of the hobbies that you enjoyed to do or that you did end up doing that you still enjoy today?
Oh, wow. Way back when it was tennis, it was golf. As far as activities where you would be running around and things like that. A little bit of high school with some of the track team and I guess
reading.
Yeah, reading's really important for your mind, too. That's a healthy thing that keeps you going. It makes you smarter, and it also increases your brain power. So I would definitely say that. If I had done anything differently, I probably would have tried to stay on more of a rigorous gym routine. I did do about 6 or 7 years of martial arts, so that kept me very much in shape there.
And you did that, I think, up until your 50s, right?
Yeah, I think it was around 54 when I finally didn't take it anymore, and I started probably around 48, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. And probably because we knew that the instructor, this was a real Taekwondo place, so it was a very challenging class, and he pushed us pretty hard. So I think it's very hard on the body and prone to injuries, and that's why you decided to do other physical activities, correct?
Yeah, I was injured twice, and this last injury put it to where the rehab on it was such a long period of time, and it, at that point it kind of knocked me out at the age of going back again. Yeah.
So recovery was a little bit longer, so the risk versus benefit of taking that class was not exactly ideal. And let's see here. So what do you look forward to now?
Well, still, I do tennis once a week. I do golf once a week. I like to get together with friends. I look forward to vacations. I like to come home in the evenings and just watch a good old TV as far as the news or something. And just look forward to get together basically with family and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And look forward to motorcycle rides and things.
And so with the specifically the motorcycle rides, tennis, and golf, you have a group of friends, a group of guys around your age that do these activities with you weekly. So you have basically a support group and you're friends with them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's important.
Okay, why do you think that's important?
Well, it's kind of boring to do it yourself. Besides, you couldn't play tennis by yourself. You'd have to run real fast, hit the ball, get over the other side, knock it back.
That's true.
As far as golf, you can play on your own, but then again, that's pretty boring. It's not as challenging. You don't have anyone to compete against. So competition is fun and it's good.
And you guys do support each other. You know, if something goes on in your life and you guys like to keep track of how you guys are doing. So you guys are friends too. So you have a good support, right?
Yeah, we have support. Even if someone is in the hospital or ill, or visit them, or always send them a card or give them a call. And we're always contacting each other and seeing each other about once a week. So it makes it really nice.
And the beers that you guys have afterwards, after your physical activities together, that's always fun too, right?
that's when you can really relax out after everything's over there.
all about that enjoyment. What concerns you about the future?
I don't know. I guess basically, if it's related to health, I think that the concern would be that hopefully you will be at the same health level you're at, and that you don't degrade down to anything less than where you are, and you can always try to do better. I think the a real level playing field where you're balanced out at your age, where you can still get up and do things. Nature tells you differently. It gives you the feeling that when you get out or up off the ground, it gives you a hard time. When you get out of bed first, it gives you a little rough feeling like, oh, this, I have to grunt to get in the car, things like that. But those are little flags that tell you, hey, I'm getting up there. I don't just spring up anymore. But with that in mind, you can work around those things and make yourself stronger too. And it's just a way to settle you down, I think, a little bit more as you get a little older. But I guess that's Mother Nature playing its part there.
Mm-hmm. And as a future nurse, is there anything that you would like me to know as I work to promote health and healthy aging in the people that I do care for? It could be ones that are younger, could be ones that are already older. It's just some tips that I could do to help them, be healthier as an older adult.
Well, sometimes personal experience can pass on to others. So if you have a regime, or if you have certain foods or things that you know that are healthy, and the other person may be on the opposite direct, going the opposite way, you can kind of coax them into a healthier diet and maybe give up things that are habit forming that aren't good for them. Also encourage them by giving them compliments on how good they are so far. It's always good to tell somebody that they're doing great. And so even you can find some area where they are doing well at, and then that makes them feel better. It really makes someone feel good to get compliments. So mm-hmm. That's important to give those.
So you think just education, teaching them, healthy habits and health promotion for nurses, and then also, in your opinion, do you think that positive feedback and positive encouragement works better to motivate an individual rather than focusing on the negatives?
Oh yeah, definitely positive feedback makes you feel better, and it's more rewarding for both people, because there's a lot of times we don't get compliments in life, and somebody that gives you one, it's like a big gold star for the day, and it makes your whole day good. So I would say, yeah, that's plus. Sometimes, though, when it swings to where it has to be mentioned about things that people don't want to hear, it's obvious that you do have to get into that area, but you have to tread in there lightly so that they don't feel too negative about it.
Mm-hmm. How would be a way that we could, or that I could tell a patient, let's just say maybe the patient is not eating properly or exercising properly, how do you think I should approach that so that they're not dissuaded or they're not discouraged? How could I do that in a positive way? How would you like, if I was your provider and I was telling you about eating better, how do you think that would be best?
Well, maybe you would have the same kind of food you would want me to eat, and you would eat lunch with at the same time with the same kind of food that I'm supposed to have.
That would be nice. Lunch with patients.
Yeah, you watch the patient, and then you show that you're eating your stuff too. You're not just talking the talk. You're walking the walk. You got the good stuff there. And they said, you know, you go after that and tell them how much you like that good stuff. I mean, even if it's Brussels sprouts or spinach or something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think also that you can encourage them if they're not eating properly to prepare that food in the way that's different, that makes it more appealing, rather than, you know, if they're fussy about it, they can also dress it up a way to make it more palatable to them. And I think that could help too.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to answer these questions. And sounds like you're doing very well for a healthy aging adult. And we look forward to seeing what other shenanigans that you get into as you get older, besides tennis and motorcycle rides on your Harley and golfing. So we will stay tuned.
Okay, well, shenanigans are good. They keep you lighthearted. They make you laugh, and then no stress, and you're healthier.
That's right. You ate a shenanigans.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of time, 45 minutes. You could hear the family history in that time. Did it record though? That was the most